The earliest surviving representation of the crucifixion of Jesus is a 3rd century graffito that someone scratched into the plaster of a wall of the residence for imperial pages in Rome at a time when Christians were being persecuted. It's not much more than a stick drawing. The Greek caption reads, "Alexamenos worships his God." On the left stands a figure of a young man with one hand raised in a gesture of salute or worship to a figure on a cross. The crucified one has an ass's head. The cross makes no sense. In a world where winning is so important, it is asinine to worship a loser who was tortured to death. We can offer no rational explanation for the cross. Over the centuries, we've tried, but our explanations always fall short. Some of them cause more harm than help when, for example, they show God the Father as some cruel monster who demands and delights in the unjust death of Jesus. The only sense the cross makes is the sense of love. God loves us so much as to join us in the worst of all human experiences, death. Like a mother who looks on her suffering child and wishes she could take the pain into herself, God looks at us and does what that mother would do. Whether we try to explain the cross or merely reflect in awed silence, we have never wavered in our faith that the cross is the ultimate sign and source of God's saving love for us. Good Friday is not a day for explanations. It is a day for love. My best friend, the one who loves me more than anyone else, the one who loves me more than even I could love myself, has died. This is a day, then, for sorrow. I know that the cruelty inflicted on Jesus has something to do with my relationship with God, and especially its inadequacy without his suffering. It is a day for repentance. But today is also a day of thanksgiving. I have no desire to die at all, let alone for another. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So we give thanks for that love. Today is also a day of commitment to be a sign of God's love. God felt it worthwhile for Jesus to die in order that I might know love. My life is worth giving in the day-to-day as well as, if necessary, in death, so that others may know that love. Finally, today is a day of witness to the world. Alexamenos was not afraid to let others know that he followed Christ, the crucified God. We know that many died for that profession of faith. We know that at the very least, the boy Alexamenos was ridiculed for it. Through the centuries, others have made that same profession of faith. I believe that the death of Jesus on the cross is the most important event in the history of the world, and I worship him and give thanks to him for the love he showed on that Good Friday. Many who have made that profession have suffered for it. Many do so even today. In other languages, today is Holy Friday. The good we use in English actually originates in gods, so at its root, it does mean Holy Friday. Yet, it is right that, though the meaning of the word changed, we keep it for this day. Today is a Friday of sorrow, a Friday of thanksgiving, a Friday of commitment, a Friday of proclamation. It is the Friday of love that goes beyond all we could expect to receive, and the Friday that invites us to love beyond all we could expect to give. Today is, indeed, a Good Friday.
Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.